Welcome to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey, where Scott does his weekly check-in with nutrition coach Cheryl Masso every week live on our YouTube channel. Make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notifier so you first know when new episodes come out. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey. My name is Scott. I'm the Clydesdale. It's my weight loss journey. Still waiting on Cheryl. Haven't heard from her, but we'll be patient. Go ahead and get the show started a little bit. Talk about this past weekend, how I prepared, what I did to kind of be successful while I was gone. So I went up to Lansing, Michigan last Thursday afternoon to be able to video and hang out with Jamie Latimer and her crew up there at Redemption Fitness and kind of document her quarterfinals a little bit and just get to hang out with my friend for the most part. So traveled up that day. I had actually bought some lunch meat, bought some stuff to kind of take with me, took some pre-made quesadillas, took some fruit, took healthier snacks with me. And then we just kind of stocked the fridge in the hotel for the weekend. And mainly that was mostly for lunch and for snacks, being able to kind of do that, which was super, super helpful. We got there, we went out to eat with them on, oh, and here she is.
Hey, what's up?
We are live.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Sorry, I was running a few minutes late. One of my client calls was running over a little bit, so here I am.
So I just started talking about my trip to Michigan on Thursday. And that we bought some lunch meat, we bought some snacks, we bought some fruit and vegetables to have in the fridge to kind of set us up for success. Everything went well in that regard. We did eat dinner out every night.
Yeah.
And the hotel had a breakfast, and I just ended up eating like eggs and bacon or sausage and had a bagel usually every morning with coffee.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, well, first off, did you have a good time this weekend?
I did.
I saw some karaoke stuff somebody sent me. That was pretty cool. So yeah.
Hidden talent I thought was gone forever before my sinus surgery.
Yeah.
And gave it a shot.
Yeah, I had kind of told you that I had planned on you kind of like having a little bit more of a flexible weekend with, you know, just being that you were going to be out with friends and all that kinds of stuff. So I had kind of known that you were going to be a little bit, you know, out of your routine a little bit with food. So back at it again on Monday.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I really went off of it while I was there. We talked about like when you go to a restaurant, there are options. We went Mexican on, Saturday night. I had fajitas, no tortillas. I just ate the chicken and steak and peppers and onions with some rice. Had a little scoop of the refried beans, but, you know, was able to do that. We went to a burger place the night before that. That's probably the most it went off the rails.
Yeah. You had a beer for the first time in I don't know how long.
I did. That is my first alcoholic beverage probably in 2024.
Is that why you were singing so much?
No.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
No, I love singing.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. So came back home, weight's pretty much the same, correct?
It's up a little bit, but I always like,
yeah,
my legs get a little inflamed when I travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Overall, your calorie intake looks like it was pretty good. Did you get any workouts in?
I did not.
Yeah.
I was at the gym and I was on my feet a good portion of the day.
Yeah.
Probably, probably 75% of the day.
Yeah.
And those were long workouts. So yeah, when you're filming like those 20 minute workouts back to back to back, and you're holding, what I did not anticipate is my right arm was so sore mm-hmm. from holding the camera out, and in my thumb and in my trigger finger, like that all was, I haven't done it since Legends like 5 months ago.
Yeah, you've had past couple weekends, you've had a lot going on.
Yeah.
The stuff. So, okay. So overall, I feel like you did a pretty good job. You know, you track things pretty well. You're kind of so something that I often do with clients is I don't just wait till check-in day, right? Like I think that a lot of people think that a nutrition coach is going to just check in with you on check-in day. I often will check in, like I have a client list. So I kind of like, let me take a peek at things. You tend to be somebody that tracks after the fact sometimes. And I've noticed that, not always, but like, I'm like, cause I looked in there, I'm like, there was nothing in there on Saturday and Sunday. And then there was something in there on Saturday and Sunday. So that's okay. Do you like, how do you keep track of things when you're doing that? Cause I know that some people like they write it down. Like how do you keep yourself accountable? Because I know that like and here's why I'm asking this, because people out there that are listening to this, one of the biggest things I get are, I don't want to pull up my phone when I'm at a restaurant and try and track everything. I feel rude. So like, how do you do it? Just to give people some advice.
So Saturday and Sunday for me, I mean, I was busy the entire time. It was like, it was so busy, I didn't really think about tracking in the moment. Yeah. I'm trying to get better at not post tracking.
I got you. And
so like, since I've been back, I've been very conscious about doing it throughout the day.
Yeah.
But this weekend, it got away from me. And I was estimating anyway, because I was restaurant eating, I didn't have a scale. Right. And yeah. So I'm estimating anyway. So I just estimated what I ate by what I know to be about.
Right. And that's mostly what I wanted to get at for people that might be listening is like, it's not about perfection, but it's about like, you know, you're like, I'm doing the best I can. That's why I was asking how you did it. So for you, it was like, you were so busy, you know, you probably only ate three times and you can remember those meals. Some people don't even think about that stuff. And then they're like, I don't remember what I had.
Lex, or I grab a snack at the hotel at night. And then I would remember, okay, these are the things I ate, and I would put all those in.
Yeah, that makes sense. Lex, I just want to say thank you. Big hug. And hopefully I'll get to meet you this year at the semifinals, because I know Miss Carolyn is looking pretty good in the standings, but I appreciate it. It's been a rough weekend.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Eighth? Yeah, looks pretty darn good. I looked at the worldwide leaderboard. I didn't even look at the Northeast. I just like,
top 20 worldwide, right?
Yeah, she's looking pretty good right now. But yeah, so I think that you did, like, honestly, this weekend, expectations were life is also about making memories, enjoying yourself a little bit. You did what you committed to. You know, you're like, I'm going to stay on track with, you know, tracking. I'm going to try and prep as much as I can. Do you feel like that was easier or stressful for you? Did you have any stress about packing or anything?
It actually was easier.
Yeah.
What made it really cool, like the side effect of it was, my wife didn't always want to go to the gym with me. Mm-hmm. And then she had food in the hotel as well that she could eat while I went to the hotel, while I went to the gym.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So it actually was more of a stress release.
Yeah. Did you go to the gym at all since you've been back home?
I didn't. I didn't get back till Sunday evening. I was wiped out yesterday. I was hurting. Like my body was just really, really sore. And I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, at the AFib clinic.
Okay. How'd that go?
It went really well. So one prescription is gone. I am no longer on blood thinners.
Awesome.
I just have to take, like the 81 milligram aspirin a day.
Yep.
But the Eliquis, which is actually the most expensive prescription I'm on, is gone.
Awesome. Awesome. So we're making improvements there. How's your blood sugar been running?
It hit the lowest it had ever been yesterday since it was 106.
Nice. That's awesome.
So that's awesome. And I asked him about like the heart pill, and he actually said, I might be able to come off that one as well, but it does more than just AFib. It also does blood pressure and pulse. And both of those are beautiful right now. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we could take you off of that, but it could be what's keeping you there. I'd only do it if you have like a really good blood pressure cuff at home.
Yeah.
And the one we have doesn't fit me. So I need to get one, and then I can come off of that as well, as long as I'm tracking my blood pressure for like the 3 days after is what he wants.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So that's all good stuff, Scott. I feel like things are going in the right direction. When is your next appointment with your primary care?
It is the physical. It's in May, like mid-May.
Okay, cool. So we have a couple of months. All right. Judy, again, thank you.
May, Cheryl.
I say what?
It's almost May.
I know. It's almost May.
We don't have a couple months.
Oh my God. Is it already? I'm going to be 39 this month. It's crazy. But I'm sorry. I'm also still like, it's been a rough weekend. Judy, again, thank you for you as well. I appreciate you guys. It's been one of those days. I've been whatever. So, all right. So let me get my thoughts together here, because I'm so distracted. I don't even know if you've been looking at my story, Scott, but I do.
And I feel, and I, my condolences as well.
Yeah. It's just, my mom called me a little while ago, so it's just been a rough, so I'm like trying to stay focused. So we're going to refocus, recenter on Scott's journey right now. So this week I feel like it's Tuesday. So hitting the gym tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Anything coming up this weekend? Are you home sailing? No crazy projects?
Well, I'm going to work on my patio some this weekend, but nothing as stressful as ripping it all off.
Yeah. I did lawn care this weekend. Remember we talked about this last week?
Yep.
I was going to do the Sunday thing, but my brother's like, this is what you got to get. So I went to Home Depot and picked up some stuff. Oh my God. I should probably just pay somebody to do my lawn. It was a lot of work, but I got that done. So I'm going to see if I can get my grass to grow a little bit better. I'm not supposed to, but we have a sprinkler system, like an irrigation system. And my HOA is like, don't mess with the irrigation. Like, we take care of it, but I don't think that they're watering my grass enough, but I figured out how to manually override it. So I've been turning that on every single day, get my water. Getting my grass going. So different subject, but yeah. Bruce wants to know if you're still going to Christy's gym.
I am.
I love it. All right. So this week I feel like I'm going to take a look. Obviously with this weekend, you were out of town. I think that the main focus this week should be consistency with like, obviously food quality. Obviously when you're out of town, it's the priority is not like getting in fruits and vegetables and all that stuff. You're doing the best you can. Things so far are already looking good. I mean, I think that last night you did good. Yesterday you did good. Let me ask you this. What are the skinny noodles? Are those konjac noodles? The shirataki?
No, they're just a low-carb noodle that I found at BJ's Warehouse.
They look like those, the macros on them look like the shirataki or the miracle noodles where there's like zero carbs in them.
Yeah, it's really low.
Do they come in like a watery?
No, these are dry.
Oh, because those noodles that I'm talking about are disgusting. They taste so bad. That's why I was like, is he eating those? They're like I forget what they're made out of, like some kind of a konjac flour. And I'm sure that some of the listeners know what I'm talking about. They make like miracle noodles, or they're like zero calorie, but they come in this like water and you drain them. And yeah, see, Bruce knows what I'm talking about. They smell funky and they taste worse. So.
Yeah, no, these are dry.
Yeah. Well, the macros on them are really not bad at all.
Yeah, they're really low in carb. And really, when you put stuff on top of it, you don't really taste the noodle anyway.
I have to look them up now because I'm all about different food products like this. They are. They've got to be those ones. You like those? I don't know if they are. Yumsu skinny noodles. I think that they are. I think that those are what they are. I can't believe you like those. I don't like them. Have you tried the carbonara pasta?
You've mentioned it before. I've never seen it.
That's pretty good. I don't know what grocery store you have nearby you. I'd have to probably look to see which one has it, but they sell them on Amazon. That's actually pretty good. And they make different ones. And it's got a little bit more protein. You know, Shakia, the girl that was with us at semifinals, she's the one that turned me on to that. That's a pretty good one. But I don't like the konjac noodles like you had it. And that's what it looks like they are. But I like the, Judy agrees with me. The carbonara pasta is pretty good. All right. So this week we're going to focus on getting, you know, obviously back to your normal routine. I'm just going to pull up your notes from last week to remember if there was anything else that I wanted to ensure. Because really it was just getting you through the semifinals or the quarterfinals weekend.
Have fun.
The only thing I mentioned was jumping into class if you have some time, but enjoy the time with your friends and your wife. And I had
every intention of doing a couple of the quarterfinal workouts. I just ran out of time. It was so crazy.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just jump in with the people doing them?
Because I had the video too.
Oh, yeah. Was there a lot of heats?
They didn't really do heat. It wasn't anything formal like that.
Yeah.
It was just people were coming and going nonstop.
That's how it was at the gym locally for us. Poor Travis, the guy that runs the gym. He's like coaching class and he's like judging somebody and like somebody else comes in, he's judging them. I'm like, oh geez, it was definitely an interesting weekend. I don't know. I still don't know. I was talking to Lex about this the other day. I don't know how I feel about there being rope climbs in the quarterfinals. I mean, I love a rope climb, but that would have been so much better off just keeping it out. I mean, just watching people like trying measuring, you know, 15 feet up in the air with the ladder just was like so unnecessary, but whatever.
I think they have to have something like that.
You really think that they need a rope climb though? They couldn't have done toes to bar and a chest to bar and a ring muscle ups or, you know, something like that. They had to have the rope, you know.
The window to get into semis is so small. You have to have high skill stuff to get the right people there.
But do you really think a rope climb is that much more higher skill than a pull-up?
I think what it did to the athletes, it was necessary.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was the handstand push-ups more than the rope climbs, personally.
See, what I watched, the handstand push-ups weren't even an issue.
They were an issue. They fatigued the triceps so much that the pulling and those last muscle ups got really hard. The pressing and those last muscle ups got hard, not the pulling. That's what I feel like happened. I mean, yeah, your grip was probably a little shot from the rope climbs for sure, but I think that there was a lot of fatigued pressing. It wasn't the handstand push ups alone weren't the problem. They were the interference to make those muscle ups really freaking hard, but that's my thoughts.
So, yeah.
But
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways. So this week, I know we mentioned photos and I know we were talking about being due for those. We kind of waited a little bit and I know you were out of town this past weekend. So, cause I had put that on your schedule on the 31st. So let's do those again this week.
Okay.
And since you're home. And I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like you did great this weekend. I don't feel like I have anything. I think that you honestly are in a good spot.
Yeah. I just wish that 3.5 hours in a car didn't hurt me so much.
Well, that'll hurt anybody.
Yeah. I remember, you know, when I lived in Florida, I'd drive to Pennsylvania, 16.5 hours, hop out and do whatever I wanted to do. And now, man, it just is not that way anymore.
I don't even like sitting in my seat for 3 hours at home, let alone being in a car for 3 hours, you know? So it's a lot, you know? So are you feeling like it's going to feel, did you do any mobility or anything?
Yeah, I did some stuff at the hotel, like just walking and trying to stretch because different bed, my back was aching. Like it just, all the stuff of not being in the comforts of your own home.
Agreed. It might not have just been the car too. It could have been a little bit of everything, like you said. So, you know.
Well, and this is kind of a little sidetrack. The people next to us in the hotel were celebrating 420 very, very much.
Oh, man. I forgot about that this weekend.
And it's like, I don't have a sense of smell anymore. And I haven't had it for 2 years. My wife is like, it's so bad. And then I actually started like choking a little bit. And I think the frustrating thing is, I know weed is legal in Michigan, but it's still a non-smoking hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
And it was rough.
But like, is that considered smoking depending on how they're, I guess.
They were smoking it.
Yeah, I guess.
They were smoking.
Well, listen, when you see like the no smoking, right, it's always like the cigarette you see. So if they're not smoking it in a cigarette format, is it still smoking?
It's still a non-smoking hotel.
I'm just saying. But yeah, I agree. I hate, there's one of my neighbors around here is always, and it's like, I walk outside and I can smell it instantly. It's like, but whatever. But I know it's one of my neighbors. I don't know which one, but yeah. So I feel like this is kind of the plan right now for us this week is your weight is a little stagnant. So, but I know that like, obviously this past weekend was not the goal. The goal was what you did. So let's kind of see how this week plays out with you being back in the gym, quote unquote, getting the nutrition because you were pretty dialed in this weekend, kind of see where things look next week. And if things are still looking pretty much the same, it might be time for an adjustment, you know, because, you know, you did pretty well. Your protein intake is still a little bit on the lower side. That's really the one thing to focus on. Yesterday was a slam dunk on everything. So I think that you're back into the groove of being back home. So how do you feel about that this week?
I think that's good. Get back in the groove.
All right, cool. I've actually put in your, did you turn your reminders on your trainer eyes?
Yeah.
Does that annoy you?
So much.
Yeah. So guys, I put a reminder on for him just because of what he was talking about earlier about not getting into the habit of not tracking as he goes is in the morning, it sends him a reminder for daily weight and then in the evening for food log. But I think sometimes it's good to have that because now when you wake up in the morning, you're like, got to make sure I do that. And then before you go to bed at night, you're like, got to make sure I do that. So it's almost like you have to consciously either tune it out or do the work, which is kind of good. So you've been doing pretty awesome, Scott. So,
I've been doing the work because man it is annoying. I hate notifiers.
Yeah. I hate group messages. So that's another one. And I will be seeing you soon in the semifinals coming up here pretty soon, which is going to be pretty exciting.
Well, I've been really debating on whether I'm going to semifinals.
Oh, really?
Because I still don't have sponsors.
Okay.
And I would have to pay for it completely out of pocket.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going. I have kind of like I'm gonna kind of take that's my birthday week, so taking a little mini vacay that week. So.
But then talking to Rebecca Fuselier this morning after our show, I don't know, she almost made me cry. But so now that I need to find some way to get there, whether I just get a sponsor for semis or coverage of semis or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So anything else in particular this week that you feel like we need to make sure that we touch base on?
No, I think just getting back into the groove of everything. And we say that, but like, I've never been the best tracker, like just getting into that habit of tracking as I go through the day. And I'm really trying to do that now.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. This is important too. why do we track, right?
So what's we know where you are and we can hit so the goals we're trying to hit.
But it's like, if you're not tracking as you go, you're going to keep going under on your protein. You're going to keep, you know, and being over on your fats or whatever. And it's not so much about being perfect on numbers. It's okay. I think you're building balanced meals, but not getting in enough protein is going to, in fact, somebody on my podcast, they asked, how do you make sure that you're losing fat and not muscle? If you're not getting in enough protein and you're not doing enough strength work, you're going to be losing muscle. And that's when people will see changes in the scale, but they won't physically look any different. They won't see the aesthetic changes. So you want
to, I do think I've been losing some muscle. I do see some changes that I need to stop. And I really need, that's why I'm trying to track.
Yeah. You know what else might be really good for you for that purpose is, I know we talked about this a long time ago. Have you considered getting a body scan done? Like does Chrissy have like an in-body there? It'd be interesting if we could do like a body composition scan on you.
Yeah, there's some around. I just was trying to find time to get there, but I will.
Yeah. It's not like important right now, but that might be something else that you can track besides. I like tracking that more than the weight for a lot of people because it does show you more so the bigger picture of things. So.
Yeah, but I can tell my chest is not as big as it used to be.
Yeah.
And my shoulders, so.
Time to start doing some more curls for the girls? Is that what you're saying?
I think I just need to get, again, as we've talked about in the last couple of weeks, just more consistent at the gym and get my protein up.
So I think that like the cool thing is, it's like, okay, so we check in every week. It's the 23rd. And so let's go for like the next 4 weeks. Let's try and hit 12 gym workouts. That's 3 a week.
Yeah.
It's a very manageable goal. 3 days a week of getting into the gym. And I think, you know, you still do stuff at home. You know, I think that that's realistic for you. And yeah, but anyways, I think that we're in a good spot this week.
Yep. Agreed.
So I'm sorry that I was a few minutes late again, though. I feel bad. I was late.
That's all right.
Yeah. So Judy, the app that I was talking about, I think it's, she was probably talking about the notifications. It's Trainerize. It's the name of an app that I use that tracks all my clients, all of their data, and I can communicate with them through that. So that's what you're asking about. I think that's what she was asking about.
And just to answer Judy's last question, I thought all CrossFit gyms had those. I've never been to at a CrossFit gym that had them.
I know a few.
My old gym used to have someone bring one in like once a year, twice a year.
They're expensive. One of the gyms locally has one. One of the CrossFit gyms locally has one, but there's other places around here that have them. So we could probably just look one up if you really wanted to do it, because it would be interesting for you to have that.
Were you sitting the egg thing done before?
Oh yeah, that's a bod pod. I don't really think even the in-bodies aren't super accurate, but what I like about the in-body is it is cheap. It's usually going to cost you like $20, and it's comparing apples to apples if you do it in the same. So you'll see, it's cool to track your trends. It's not really accurate in terms of like it might tell you that you're 25% body fat and you could be 28 or 23. But what it is very accurate at is tracking your weight, your body fat percentage trends down or up. So that's what I like it for. Kenneth, I thought you were not a fan. Like I just mentioned, I am not a huge fan. I don't think that they're super accurate, but they're good for comparing apples to apples. So essentially, if it tells you that you're 20% body fat and you might be 16 or you might be 24, what it is going to be accurate at is if you go on that same machine under the same situations, which I'll talk about in a second, and in 6 weeks from now, it will likely show you a pretty consistent change in your body fat percentage. And what I don't like about the in-bodies is that they're very easy to skew if you don't know what you don't know. So like hydration factors, if you are more hydrated, you will look leaner. If you are dehydrated, you will look fatter. If you've worked out the day before, you will look fatter, because it goes by water and it's all that stuff. It's not as accurate as a DEXA scan. But again, it's pretty cheap and available. They used to be a lot harder to find. Now they're $20, $25, and they are pretty readily available. So that's pretty funny, Kenneth. Jazzercise. I never got into the jazzercise stuff, so. Yes, and that's what Judy just said is exactly what I was trying to say. So, good stuff. But, yeah. All right. Anything else to add?
Nope.
All right. Well, good stuff. So, I guess I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing how things look next week. We're looking at protein, fiber, all the good stuff.
Yep. That's what we're shooting for. So Larry Young says, I thought about a DEXA scan, but everyone says all of them kind of have a lot of variability.
The DEXA scans are the most accurate. So just so you know, that is the most accurate way to measure it. Of all of them, that's going to be the one that's going to give you the most reading. It's kind of like, unless you had somebody like dissect you, but like, it's really going to be that. That's the most accurate.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait till next week. We'll see you all next week on the Clydesdale Media Weight Loss Journey.
Bye, bye guys.
C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCore are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.